Political analysts say one of the top races to watch in the country this coming election season is the Massachusetts 6th Congressional District along the North Shore. There, Congressman John Tierney has held the seat for 17 years, but some say the district is ripe for change. Republican Richard Tesei is challenging Tierney again after narrowly losing to him in 2012. But before such a rematch, the congressman has to survive a primary threat from fellow Democrat Seth Moulton, a Harvard-educated veteran and first-time politician. WBUR's Asma Khalid reports on the unusual Democratic contest in the 6th Congressional District.
How are you doing? Hi. How are you?
John Tierney.
How's business?
Picking up.
Surviving.
Great. Thank you for coming to town.
Happy to do it. You know, we always love it when we come.
Appreciate it.
No. We'll be back again, as always.
Congressman John Tierney circles through his hometown district about every week. On this day, he's checking in with a chocolate shop in Amesbury. It's a sort of listening tour with a paternal touch.
Every time I come, you're busier and busier and bigger and bigger. So.
Tierney is a polished career politician with a congressional pin on the left lapel of his pinstriped suit. He whittles off his list of accomplishments in Washington jargon.
Well, we've done a lot of work in education and Workforce Investment Act, the Higher Education Opportunity Act, and SAFRA and ACRA, the other bills that we've passed on that.
He insists he's running again because he wants to do more.
Well, look, we've still got work to do. I mean, the whole idea is to try and bring prosperity to every American. We have more to do. You know, we still have to do something about student loans. We still have to do something about getting people back to work.
I think John has done a whole lot for our community and for our area.
Barbara Vogel owns this chocolate shop, Ovidia, and she's a huge fan of the congressman.
He's here. He's accessible. I would vote for John no matter what he was running for.
But around the district, a lot of people don't feel the same way.
I wouldn't vote for Tierney if he was the only man running.
I don't think he's doing the job we send him down there to do.
Well, I think he lies. He's in trouble. He lies.
At a senior center in Peabody, plenty of old ladies say it's time for a change.
Hi.
Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you,
too.
Be
honored to have your vote in September.
The young man asking for their votes is a complete stranger to them. Kay Ryan asked the eager 35-year-old for a business card.
What, the last one?
Well, I just want to see what your name is.
It's Seth Moulton.
Okay, Seth Moulton. Okay.
Seth Moulton suffers from a problem of no name recognition.
The hardest part about running against an incumbent is simply getting your name out there.
Moulton majored in physics at Harvard. He then signed up for the Marines. He was part of the first company into Baghdad. He did 4 tours in Iraq and served as an aide to General David Petraeus.
I was in a war where Congress didn't know what they were doing when they sent us to war and didn't have our backs when we were there.
Moulton says during the war, he saw firsthand the consequences of bad leadership in Washington.
I mean, I showed up to Iraq on my second deployment and was given a Humvee in Kuwait that had a sheet metal cutout for an armored door. So you couldn't lean forward or you might get shot. That's not supporting the troops.
In some ways, the war's failures shaped his political ambitions.
There was a time in 2004 where a Marine in my platoon looked up at me and said, you know, sir, you ought to run for Congress someday so that this doesn't happen again.
Moulton says those words stuck with him. He came back to the U.S., got 2 more degrees from Harvard, and went to work for a high-speed rail project in Texas. Then he got a call from a new group that's trying to recruit veterans for political office.
They asked me to take a look at this race in my home district. It honestly wasn't something I was even considering. It wasn't on my radar screen.
But he did jump in.
There's not a lot of precedent to this. It's a very unusual thing that he's doing.
Steve Cazella from the Mass Inc. polling group says Moulton's decision to run is odd.
When you see an incumbent get challenged, typically it's by some person who thinks that the incumbent is not sufficiently ideological. In this case, that's not really what's going on.
Cazella says you won't see Moulton out there decrying Tierney for being insufficiently liberal. Instead, Moulton criticizes the congressman's record. When he talks, Moulton has that naivety of a rookie politician. His suit, a tad too big, his words not always calculated. He says he sees himself as the young, pragmatic veteran taking on the entrenched partisan politician.
He's passed 1 bill in 17 years, and I think we can do better than that.
Congressman Tierney obviously sees the picture very differently. He says he's introduced countless addendums to bills and that Moulton doesn't understand how the legislative process works. He refers to Moulton as the so-called Democrat.
Mr. Moulton was not really a Democrat until he registered for this campaign. So I think there's some question about whether he's a Democrat or not and what kind of a Democrat.
In 2012, Moulton considered running as an independent. He insists that ideologically he's been blue his whole life, even if once upon a time he checked the unenrolled box. Moulton also says he has a better chance of beating the Republican, Richard Tessay, in the general election. But John Tierney says that's not true.
I know, I think he's making up a lot of comments and statements. He's got to somehow, I suppose, try to justify why he's in this race as a Democrat.
The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee is backing Tierney. Even Elizabeth Warren is fundraising for him. But there's also a real sense that he's vulnerable. Tierney's reputation took a hit a couple years ago after his family's ties to an illegal gambling business surfaced. The congressman himself was never found guilty of any wrongdoing. But Moulton doesn't talk about the scandal. Instead, he says the congressman just hasn't done much for the district. He says the people he meets want a Democratic alternative.
I wouldn't have gotten in this election if I didn't see a path to victory. This is a winnable race.
For Congressman Tierney, that's wishful thinking.
It's certainly fantasy to believe that he's got better numbers and could possibly win this race.
A survey last month by the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee shows Tierney with a 47% lead over Moulton. Moulton's campaign says the reason he's down in the polls is because people don't know him yet. That same DCCC poll showed only 15% of likely voters had heard of Seth Moulton. But even being virtually unknown, he is bringing in big money. In the first quarter of this year, he raised more than John Tierney, nearly $470,000. Tierney, though, has more money stockpiled in the bank. It all depends which way you interpret the facts in this political match. Either way, this Democratic sparring is just round one. Whoever wins will face Republican Richard Tessay, who in this fiercely independent district is already picking up voters from across the aisle. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.